The energy crisis that brought Texas to its knees this week is creating ripple effects around the country. The price of natural gas soared after the record-breaking cold snap froze gas wells in places like Oklahoma and Texas. And then prices suddenly crashed, at one point tanking by 99% at a distribution hub in Oklahoma. Industry analysts worry these shortages could drag on for weeks, long after the oil and gas pipelines thaw out. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. He's been following this story. Mike, good to speak with you.
You too, Peter.
And for some context here, Texas produces about a quarter of all the natural gas in the country, and production there is down by more than 30% this week. So what's the state of the market right now?
So natural gas prices have gone up. As you pointed out, in some locations, they've just really skyrocketed and then crashed back down. But nationally, they haven't really gone through the roof, up to about a little more than $3 per million BTUs currently. And the reason is that, Peter, natural gas like oil is stored in inventories, and those inventories tend to really swell ahead of the winter, and then they get drawn down throughout the winter. And because there's less demand for energy because of the pandemic, those inventories were pretty high for this time of year. So that, to some degree, has kept the nationwide rise in prices in check. But I do think that's because the market is viewing this, luckily, as a temporary event. You know, if this had happened, say, in December, early in the winter, when we needed gas for the rest of the winter, I think we'd be looking at a much more dire situation. But luckily, since we're towards the end of the winter, when gas prices tend to come down, they are going up now. But the light is sort of at the end of the tunnel. So the market's kind of hoping and thinking this is a temporary event and not getting as freaked out about it as it would if it were, say, earlier in the winter.
Okay, well, that is good to hear. Now, Texas relies on natural gas to power its energy grid, which is why the production problems left millions of people in the dark and in the cold this week. And on Wednesday, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, ordered producers not to export natural gas out of Texas until February 21st. What do you make of a choice like that? What does it mean for Texas and the rest of the country?
So, there's a lot of debate about whether he actually has the authority to do this. The Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution basically prohibits state governments from interfering in interstate trade like that. But Governor Abbott says, he had to make a disaster declaration because of this, and he thinks that gives him the latitude to impose these type of restrictions. And it's a kind of an open question that I think would have to be settled in courts, which obviously would take a long time. But in the meantime, energy producers were basically following this order of his to stop exporting gas.
All right. Natural gas output, it's slowly starting to come back online as things slowly start to warm up. But I'm hearing that it still could take a few weeks to get back to normal. Why is that?
So, Peter, when you extract natural gas, it's from oil wells, and there is usually water vapor involved that is released in the process. And obviously, in these conditions, that vapor is freezing inside the pipes and other parts of the infrastructure. So it's kind of like when a pipe freezes in your house. It could burst that pipe, cause a lot of damage. So what needs to be done is not only for these pipes to thaw out, but for crews to go in and make the necessary repairs. And that's going to take a while.
Mike Regan at Bloomberg News, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.